Greetings, everyone, and welcome to Wolf Talk. I'm TJ.
And I'm Wolf.
And we're here today with Paul Jellicoe. Hey, thanks for joining us today. It's nice to meet you.
Hey, thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
No problem. So what got you started in the music industry and everything, or going towards that? Or was it kind of a long-term thing when you were a kid, or was it something a little, you know, more recent? Or
It's definitely been a lifelong thing. I grew up with not a lot of money, to say the very least. So I remember setting up a lot of pots and pans, playing the old pots and pan drums, doing the old hand-me-down guitar. A cousin of mine had an old Yamaha six-string electric guitar. And I remember I made a deal with him. I gave him a video game for his guitar, and I swore up and down that I would figure out a way to play it. And I taught myself how to play by ear, and the rest is history.
That is awesome.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Yeah, you'd be surprised how many guitar players say they started on one of those nylon guitars.
Oh, yeah.
I hear that all the time.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, I've definitely had my fair share of those, too.
So what kind of are your influences or anything as far as, like, your music, you know, now? Is there anything that kind of inspired you to kind of go in the direction you did? Or
I have a lot of influences, honestly. I would say above and beyond anything else, what influences me the most is my daughter. I have a 9-year-old daughter, and I've lived a very busy life. I went to the military right after high school. Right after I left the service, I was a truck driver for a while. I ended up going back to college and went for a short period of time, and I figured, you know what, this is not for me either. And I figured, you know what, I'm going to give music a full ride. But I also tattoo. My full-time job is a tattoo artist. And then about 3 years ago, I started hitting music really hard again. And I just wanted to inspire my daughter. I wanted to show her that it's never too late to chase down a dream.
There you go.
Yeah, that's great. Oh, just curious. I know you had a new release or anything here coming up here soon. Did you want to kind of talk about that a little bit?
Yeah. So I've got a song. It's called Backroads, coming out February 15th. I'm super excited about it. I've been busy. I pretty much live in my studio. I have a small, you know, the run of the mill independent studio guy, you know, with the closet vocal booth. And yeah, I pretty much live in that room. So.
Yeah, we kind of just saying.
So do you ever sing yourself?
Yeah, for the most part. I do send out all of the WAV files for mastering, but other than that, I do everything directly in house.
Yeah. Even the beats?
No, I purchase beats. I purchase beats from a few different beat makers, vendors, and things like that.
Cool. So was there anything that inspired your recent song, or when you were writing that, or is there anything kind of special meaning to you or anything like that? Or
sorry about that. It's my buddy Mason.
Oh, it's all right. Every once in a while, a dog will come behind us. Yeah. So.
Well, I'm at their place, so I'm a guest in their home. So I'm just grateful that they're letting me do this. I was honestly, man, I'm from Michigan. So like there's really not a whole lot to do other than hit back roads and just, you know, go have fun with your Saints. You know, you find parties out in the cornfields or, you know, way back out in the woods where the cops can't see you. You know, we should
have absolutely.
And you just want to have some fun with your friends and raise hell. And that's pretty much what the song's about.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I know the feeling. I live in Oklahoma, so it's pretty much nothing to do here either. So,
who is it all? Jason Aldean said it's those flyover states.
Yes,
I wouldn't want it any other way.
So do you have any tours coming up?
No touring scheduled right now. I'm trying to put together something. I'd like to get a good run going in the summertime towards the end of summer. Right now I'm just focusing on recording. I want to put out some, you know, I want to build the catalog. I'm still, you know, quote unquote to the industry. I'm still very brand new, even though I've been doing it for, you know, almost 10 years total now. So, but I'm trying to take things one step at a time. I don't want to rush anything. I really just want to produce the best that I can while I can. So,
but yeah, if you have any struggle, I just, you know, I used to mostly do it all yourself. So, is that, I'm sure that that's a lot of work. So, and how do you handle that and being the artist at the same time? That's, I know that's probably a little bit of a strain sometimes.
It is, but I, you know, honestly, I love it. I can't imagine doing anything else. And, you know, most of the time, my daughter, she comes over and she loves to hang out in the studio room with me. We've done a song together that'll be released. I'm thinking towards the end of June is when that one's going to drop. That one's called Highway.
That'll so. Be cool.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, Wolfson, did you want to ask the next one?
Oh.
Yeah, I'm sorry, not you on that one.
So, as we were talking, I plan on doing a little festival this summer. So I definitely want you a part of that because you are close to Ohio. So,
yeah, I would love to be a part of that. I honestly, I was honored that you even asked me. So
it keeps growing. Well, we've been jokingly calling it the Not Yet Festival, but it's, we keeps growing as it goes. So yeah, it's been getting pretty,
you should hear his, the band member, he called me out on it, and I was like, not yet, and he was like, yeah, and I was like, he's like, okay, well, we're gonna have to call it the Not Yet Festival. So that's the ongoing joke
that can actually probably catch on.
And I'm not gonna lie, this was actually gonna be called the Not Yet Festival just because of that.
No, I'm really excited. You know, I was given an opportunity to play the Redneck Rave this year. So I can't even tell you how excited I am about that. It's literally a once in a lifetime opportunity. And every year it grows so much bigger and bigger than the previous year. So really excited I get to do that. And that's May 2nd through the 5th in Mammoth Cave, Kentucky. So I'm very, very excited.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah, we talked to a couple people in Kentucky recently. Actually, it's kind of a coincidence. It seems like recently, it's been kind of weird. Like the last three or four interviews we've done, everyone's been almost in the same area. But yeah. That was just by accident, dude.
Well, that's sort of how my name came about. Is you know, the solid majority of my family was from Jellico, Tennessee. So Jellico is not actually my real last name. It's just it's the name I go under to pay homage to all my family that's from Tennessee.
Well, that's awesome. I mean, yeah, I mean, not every band person has their own name either. So, I mean,
right.
Yeah, and that's kind of our goal here. We just want to get with all the independent artists we can and try to help promote them and kind of build a community of, you know, if we, you know, once we got it, we get enough, you know, we outnumber all the big, the top 1%, you know. So,
absolutely.
So, yeah.
You still work on.
I'm sorry.
Oh, I think she skipped. I think I think she was about to ask if you're working on anything new.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Should I keep going?
Yeah. Go ahead and keep going. She might have to reboot or something. I'm not sure. That's a pretty stuck froze right there. That don't usually happen.
That's pretty frozen. But yeah, I am. I'm working on a bunch of new things. I have a song coming out with one of my best friends, Mason, the guy that was in the video a second ago. That one is probably one of the ones that I'm the most excited about. And it's just because, you know, he's one of my best friends. I mean, who doesn't want to make music with their best friends, you know? So it was pretty cool. It was really just like a fluke thing. You know, he'd come over during the holidays. I didn't really have a lot going on. He didn't have a lot going on. And, we ended up jumping in the vocal booth and making a song, and it ended up being one of my favorite songs I've ever done. So.
Well, I don't know what happened.
Yeah, I've never seen it freeze up that bad before. That was a new
No, I got kicked out. My computer like dropped everything.
Oh. Well, I assumed you were asking him if he was working on anything new, so that's what I finished with on that cap.
Yeah, for me, the song is called One More Time. It's like I said, it's with a very good friend of mine. It's definitely, I think it'll definitely, it makes you tap your toes. That's for sure. So.
Oh, well, we'll definitely, when it comes out, we'll keep in touch and be sure we share it and everything with everybody. Cool.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, and we could always have you back on too. Although, we're getting pretty booked up pretty much months out. Last time I checked, when it's like through April already.
April.
Yeah, yes. That's a little crazy.
Well, that's what I talked to him about. But luckily we had that one that bowed out and I was like, hey, would you like to jump in?
Don't have to do it twice.
Yeah, we always have someone every now and then someone will, bail with the last second or maybe has something comes up. For the most part, though, it's been pretty good. We can't complain too much.
Good deal.
But yeah, we're also going to do another show too here. We haven't got this. I'm hoping this sometime later this month. Where we're going to bring all the artists and bands on and like play a portion of their music and kind of do like an artist of the week. So we'll have like a kind of like a pot they put in, and whoever wins gets like a gift card to they prefer. So. Or kind of like a battle of the artists kind of thing. So everyone can get a chance to like actually hear them live and, then talk and you can talk about your song or, whoever wins that night or whatever.
No, that's awesome. I think I love what you guys are doing. I think it's awesome that you're trying to help out the independent artists. It's certainly a vast ocean of artists that are out here trying to just even get one little, one hand on the rung to get to the next level. So. What you guys are doing is really special, and I appreciate it so much.
That's why I want to watch Wolfapalooza.
Heck yeah, that'll be awesome.
It'd be the best thing in the world if we can just get all these independent artists and cut out all these big corporations and and actually help them book and help them distribute music, help them with their art if they need to or whatever it might be. So
yeah, that's the hard part, This industry can literally break you in half and chew you up and just spit you right back out because there's a line of 50 more people who are waiting behind you to get in,
Right.
So yeah. They don't really care how they speak to you. They don't care if you can't produce massive numbers straight out the gate, they want nothing to do with you. They don't care that you're approachable, workable, that you can, and I'm not even speaking for myself. I'm speaking for some of the super, uber, uber talented artists out there that just get zero respect, zero love from any of the big label folks, and it's a shame. But, the beautiful part about it is nowadays, artists don't have to have you,
Yeah. I mean, honestly, there's really not much benefit to it anymore. I mean, unless you're just getting a loan and then you have to pay it back and then you're not going to own your stuff and then your buyers are hateful. You're going to be out there for thousands of people and you're getting this like a couple of sits, that's not how anybody wants to go.
Right. I used to sing in a band called Unforsaken and, we really had a good shot to go far. I mean, we had some really amazing opportunities and it's definitely not the same genre of music that I prefer to do, which is what I do now. But, I would say it was very radio rock, very similar to like Stone Temple Pilots. It would be something along those lines or Three Doors Down or something like that. And we were lucky enough that we did get to go on the road and, we met so many amazing musicians who had, tons of advice and tons of, direction and encouragement. But every single one of them used to tell us the exact same thing, record labels are trash. Don't listen to a word they say. They're just trying to track.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Now there are some, once you get big enough to where you can tell them what the contract's going to say now. Yeah. Those cases are a little better, but.
Right. Yeah. If you're Justin Bieber, you've got it made. But as you can tell from my beautiful face here, I'm no Justin Bieber. Yeah. I'm more like his weird Southern cousin Cletus or something, I don't know.
No, you're fine. I know you have no worries on that. So no, we're in the same boat too. I run all the stuff for a professional rock band and, we get a lot of attention, but it's kind of the same thing. Everything's a struggle. Everything you have to, nothing's easy. So, I mean, we kind of know from our experience. So that's why we just try to help out and make it easier to get people out there. And, I know good and well that you don't even know anymore. Half the time when someone approaches you, wants to do an interview, they want to charge you tons of money. or, right. you know, or, I mean, just for an article for 30, you know, like about this, that much space, you know,
right.
kind of, they've kind of made it where they just assume every artist is just loaded and paying right. everything, you know,
right.
it's kind of ridiculous.
I'm a single dad, man. At this point, I'm going to have to save up to be poor. So trust me, I get.
Well, I'm excited to hear that you had a, you have a song come out with your daughter. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's that song in particular is called Highway. It basically just talks about being gone all the time, you know, and chasing down dreams and basically just hoping that she understands why I'm doing it. You know, I'm not doing it because I'm selfish. I'm, even though it is a very selfish thing to do as a father, you know, but it's not about being selfish. It's 100% about, you know, inspiring her to never settle for just okay. If you have a dream, chase that, chase it. I mean, what's it gonna hurt? Yeah, let the world tell you no.
You know? Yeah, that's kind of the thing I was in, what, about a year and a half ago when we started all this, you know, I was always a network admin, you know, my brother / cousin, you know, started his, you know, this new, you know, venture and everything. And, you know, he needed someone to run all that stuff. So yeah, I took a big leap of having a regular, you know, regular good job to you know, unsure waters. You know, every day.
I get it. Try it, and that, it is a very scary leap. You know, it is when you don't have a, you know, a financial structure and things like that. It's not just as simple as saying, hey, you know, I'm going to go do this. You know, there's a lot you could lose. But, you know, if nobody ever took risk, nothing great would ever happen either. So
that's absolutely true.
Yeah, no, yeah, you can't get to your goal if you don't start from the beginning. You know,
that's it. Every mile starts with one step.
Right?
Is there anywhere you want that your you know, fans or listeners to kind of go to see all see your links and everything like that? Or
yeah, I mean, everybody can find me on Facebook at facebook.com/PaulJellico. And it's the same for Instagram, instagram.com/PaulJellico. I have, you know, just be on the lookout. I have a bunch of new music coming out this summer, fall. I have enough music lined up to get me through the next probably 2 years if I want to. But,
holy smokes. You know,
it's just, that's all I do is when I'm at home, I'm in the studio. You know, it's just what I do.
Yeah, I saw some of your pictures where you get up in the morning and you went straight to the studio to go mixing.
So yep.
Sound a lot like what I do in the morning. So I thought it was kind of fun.
I have such a structured, you know, home life, and I try to be very disciplined with that. And, you know, every day my morning starts at 7 a.m. I get up, I, you know, check on my daughter, I make a pot of coffee, and I go straight to the studio room and either start laying down vocal tracks or mixing what I've laid the day prior. So
that's always good to do that, especially when you're because you know, either work way too much or then maybe not structured enough to get what you have to do done that day. So yeah, you almost have to do that to kind of right. be able to make a regular routine out of it. I know in my case, it's same thing. I take the kids to school. As soon as they get home, I pull up everything, and I'm usually in the either video editing or mixing a song or doing one of those things, something like that.
I get that for sure.
Or distributing it, you know, whatever.
Right. Well, guys, I hate to cut it short, but I've got to get going here.
Oh, so we were just about to let it go. So yeah, we'll share all your links and everything. We really appreciate you coming on today, and hopefully we'll.
Yeah, thanks for joining.
Yeah, no, I appreciate you having me. I really appreciate it very much.
And I'll keep you updated on the Not Yet Festival.
All right, I'm looking forward to it.
All right. Well, this has been Wolf Talk. I'm TJ.
And I'm Wolf.
We'll see you next.
I'm Paulie.
Yeah, thanks for coming, man. Yeah, and we'll be back Monday. We'll have another interview, and next Wednesday, 9 p.m. Central. Guys, take care.
See you soon.
See ya.